Hello, Pillow Talk Audio. I am going to complete the questionnaire posted by I'm Always On. I'm still new to this sub, and I figured this would be a decent way to get my feet wet and kind of introduce myself to the community. So here we go. Question one. What do you do when you can't sleep? When I can't sleep, I usually play video games and smoke more weed. Because that's the answer to everything. Question number two. What equipment / software do you use to record and edit your audios? I basically just wear a basic PC headset, and I use Audacity to record and edit. Question number three. Do you have any tattoos or piercings? The answer is yes. I have a small tattoo on my arm in memory of my father, and I have 8 piercings. 4 of which are my ears, my eyebrow is pierced, my tongue is pierced, and both of my nipples are pierced. Question number 4. Do you like tattoos or piercings on a significant other? The answer is yes, I do, very much. Though facial piercings on guys are certainly less attractive and not as much my thing. I guess it depends on the person. Depends on if it suits them or not, where the piercing is, and the jewelry and all that. So, in general, I am a fan, yes. Number 5. What food do you find yourself eating the most? I'd say that's probably chicken, actually. I love chicken in any form, so I'd say that's it. Question number 6, favorite fast food place? I guess for this one, the answer would be Chick-fil-A. Because, well, like I said, I really like chicken, and their chicken is really good. Number 7. This one's a little more difficult to answer. Favorite genre of music. I'm kind of all over the place with this one. But at the moment, it's kind of, I kind of lean more towards indie folk rock. I really love classical music as well. I've kind of got a thing for film scores. So, I could just listen to instrumental for hours and hours, but not really that house kind of instrumental, classical for sure. This next question is even tougher to answer. Favorite music artist. So, there are too many of these to name, and I don't even really know where to start. I would say that, honestly, at the moment, it's probably Sia. But if you catch me on a different day and ask me the same question, my answer might be different. Finally, an easy question to answer. Number 9, are you an early bird or a night owl? The answer to that is a night owl to the extreme. I am a bit of a vampire, and I've proven that by going out in the sun this summer and burning. So, there's that. Yeah. Number 10, other than recording audios, what hobbies do you have? Well, I came here because of Reddit, so obviously that's one. Computers in general are big for me. I have kind of been into them since I was a child, and it all came very naturally to me, and I got addicted pretty early on to the internet and just computers in general. And I remember the first computer I had actually ran Windows 3.1, I believe it was. But, oh man, that's insane to even think about that now. But yeah, computers. Other than that, video games. I love video games. If I'm not doing anything else, I'm most likely at home in my pajamas playing video games, because that's how I roll. And I do love my animals. I have a lot of pets. So, I don't know if you consider that really a hobby, but I guess I'll just throw that in there. Movies, television, nerdy things, really, in general. Ooh, I stumbled over my words quite a few times there. Oh well, I'm not editing this one, so you guys get what you get. Number 11, who is your celebrity crush? Actually, on this one, I think I absolutely have to say Seth Rogen. Because he is just amazingly adorable. He's sexy, he's funny. He would stay at home and smoke weed and play video games with me all day. And he seems like a really down-to-earth person. Female-wise, though, I'm definitely going to say Jennifer Lawrence. And I know that, you know, the rest of the world would probably agree with me on that one, so that's nothing new. She is fucking gorgeous, and I am mostly straight, but the things I would do to her if I got the chance. Okay, I'm gonna stop thinking about that one. Number 12. Do you like where you live? Well, honestly, no, I don't. I don't like the community as much, I guess, as the area. I don't really know how to explain why without being too specific. But it's beautiful here. The nature is gorgeous. It's just that the people here suck. I would rather live in a state where the people are more accepting, open-minded. I would most certainly rather live in a state where I could get medical marijuana, because that would change my life tremendously. Number 13. Ever had a near-death experience? The answer to this, I believe, is no. I don't think I've ever had anything pose an immediate threat to my life. Although, at times, I have felt like I was dying. In terms of pain and suffering. But I've never really actually come close to dying, so that's good. Number 14. My current relationship status. Oh, this one is uneventful. I am very much single. I have been for a long time. And I don't know how I feel about that. It does get lonely, obviously. I would rather have a partner, but, you know, I'm fine alone too, I guess. So I don't need someone, but I would like to have someone. Number 15. When was the last time you cried? Wow. Well, we're getting vulnerable here now, aren't we? That would be, last time I cried was, Tuesday, I guess. So, the day before yesterday, not that long ago. And, we won't go into why. Number 16, the last question. What is the first thing you usually notice when you meet someone for the first time? This question, I like this question, but it's hard to answer because I believe when you meet someone for the first time, you take in a lot of things at once. And it's hard to pin down the first thing you actually notice. I'm betting that the first thing other people usually notice about people first, that sounded worded wrong, but I'm assuming that most people first notice appearances, physical traits. So as far as that goes, I tend to notice hair. I tend to notice facial hair specifically on guys. If it's there, I'm going to notice it, and I am going to love it. eyes are a big thing. Height. Height is one I definitely notice because I am extremely short. I am 5'1", so most people tower over me. I definitely notice that. If someone wears glasses, I notice that almost instantly because that is a huge, huge turn on for me. Other than physically, though, I notice a person's voice. And I think you guys probably all relate to that one. So, other than that, probably just general demeanor. I kind of overanalyze people whenever I first meet them because I'm a generally nervous person. And, I feel like, vulnerable around new people. So I think that I notice so many things at once that it's just maybe even slightly overwhelming. All right, guys, that's the end of the questionnaire. Thank you to I'm Always On for posting it. And thank you to you lovely people for listening.